All right, guess what I just got through doing? Yeah, I'm home and we just got through watching the solar eclipse, and that has nothing to do with what we're doing today. Today we're going to talk about deep hypnosis. Well, enough of those glasses. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm going to talk about the 10 secrets to doing deep hypnosis. What I mean by deep hypnosis is there's three levels of deep hypnosis called threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, and then profound somnambulism. First off, before I get into these 10 secrets and maybe a bonus, I want to tell you the reason that you want to have deep hypnosis is because your clients are more suggestible. And so the work that you do tends to go. Is more powerfully accepted. It tends to last longer, but that's not even the main thing. The main thing is because you can do powerful techniques that involve hallucination. Yes, age regression is a hallucination. If they start thinking and feeling like a 5-year-old child, well, guess what? They are not that 5-year-old child. Those thoughts, those feelings, those sensations, even tastes and things like that are hallucinations, and those require somnambulism. If you don't have somnambulism, deep hypnosis, what you've got is just using the imagination, and it's not the same thing. All right, so let's get on with it. I've got actually 10 secrets, which is actually 10 steps to making sure that you are always working at those deepest levels of hypnosis. All right, I've got them all down on my clipboard. Number one, you got to have the right clients that are in there for the right reasons. If somebody's in because the mother, father, sister, brother told them they should quit smoking or they should have more confidence and they don't really want to be there, good luck. You're not going to get deep hypnosis with them, probably. Or they're a lousy candidate because they're just not going to take things seriously. Number two, identify precisely what they want. That's right. It can't be some fuzzy thing. You want to make sure you know exactly what they want and that they know that you know, that they know that you know exactly what you're working on. Because when you've done that, number three, you can motivate them in a huge way. You motivate them by building up the benefits. One of the ways I do that is once I find out exactly what they want to come in for, that number one thing, then what can happen is I can say, boy, let's pretend for a moment that we're done, D-O-N-E, done, where at the end of the sessions, we've absolutely, completely, 100% made that change. How does that make you feel about yourself? Like, oh man, I feel so good because I've been working on that for so long, never been able to get anywhere. So that would just raise my confidence overall, really. And then when you've made that change in your life, you've raised your confidence overall, how would that affect the people you love or love you? Oh, my wife or my husband or your significant other or mother, brother, whatever, they'd be so proud of me and they would realize that hypnosis really works. Awesome. So how would that affect the things that you do in your life, like work or school? Oh, well, if I make that change and I've made that change, what happens is I do better at everything. My work is better. If I'm going to school, my school is better. Everything goes better with confidence on it, right? And then I'd say, okay, and then how would that affect your finances? Oh man, if after I've made that change and I'm feeling better about myself and I'm making a positive impression on the people I really care about, and you know, I'm doing better at work or at school, that boosts my finances. And I go, okay, good. When you've made that change in yourself and you've made the people around you feel better and you're doing better in the important things in your life, like work or school, and it's increased your finances, how will that affect your fun, freedom, and quality of life? And they go, wow, that's amazing. I say, okay, I want you to realize something. When you first came in, you might have thought we were working on this little thing, but we're not working on a little thing. We're working on the most important thing. Because this thing that we're working on affects how you feel about yourself, affects the people you love, affects the work you do, your finances, your fun, freedom, quality of life. Oh, so I want to make sure you're all in. You understand how important this is. And they go, oh yeah, I do. So then what happens is I tell them this, you know, I'm going to tell you something that's kind of surprising. that most people would never say it, but I am virtually 100% successful with clients who do 100% of what I ask them to do. And so this next one is number four, get compliance. I tell them, okay, when you come to session, I need you to be rested. I need you to be on time. I need you to be taking things seriously. And then I'm going to also have you do self-hypnosis every day. I'm going to teach you this amazing form of self-hypnosis that's going to supplement everything we do. And when we get done, what's going to happen is you're going to know how to do self-hypnosis to program yourself for success for the rest of your life. So you're going to be come in and do those things. You're going to follow my instructions, and then we can get this done. Are you ready to do that? I go, yes, good. Then you're going to be part of that 100% that really, really do experience the success. So what have I done? I made sure I have the right client, identify precisely what they want. That's number two. Number three, I motivate them with the benefits. I get compliance. I get agreement that they're going to do everything I ask them to do. Okay. Then I'm going to do a great pre-talk and test them for readiness for hypnosis. That's right. So pre-talk I do on video, and it gives them all the information they need that for the vast majority of people, it's going to remove any fears and misconceptions they have about hypnosis. And then I do a test. I see if I've done that, I go, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And I smile. And you know what? If they smile back and say, yeah, let's do it, then they are ready. If they're not, then I got to do some more pre-talk. I'll say something like, you know, I feel like there's something maybe I need to cover that I haven't covered yet. And we'll do some more talking, and then I will retest. So now what I'm doing is I am first selecting the ideal client, the one that's highly motivated, and then I up that level of ability to really go into hypnosis by doing all these things. Number two, precisely identify what they want, motivate them with the benefits. Four, get compliance. Five, test for readiness hypnosis. And then number six, you got to use a great induction. Now I've got two great inductions for you. You can go to 5path.com. I'll put a link below. 5path.com, and it's got my rapid induction. It takes like 3 minutes, and I'm going to tell you some more about it in just a second. The other one is the 8-word induction, and you can go to 8-word induction. It is an instantaneous induction where people just pop into somnambulism. So you've got to have an induction. Please don't try to get somnambulism with some old-fashioned induction like the progressive relaxation induction. So many problems with that induction, like people going to sleep, not having any tests in it. It's not set up to take someone into a particular level of hypnosis and blah, blah, blah. All right. So once you've given them that induction, and that induction has a built-in deepener in it. So number six is use a right induction, 5-path induction, or the 8-word induction. It needs to have additional deepening that's not goes doesn't go on forever, takes a few seconds, and then it has to have covert depth testing in it. Now, covert means hidden, right? Covered up, covert, covered, right? And what happens is when you do covert testing, they don't realize they're being tested because fear can inhibit hypnosis. And if they start thinking they're being tested, then that can emerge them a little bit. And that's not what you want to do while you're testing for a deep, deep, deep level of hypnosis. And so the 5-path induction has a covert test in it. Now, the instantaneous induction, the 8-word induction, does not. But what I recommend you do is you borrow the portion of the 5-path induction that has the covert test in it. It's the part of the induction where we have them forget some words. That's called amnesia by suggestion, and it's correlated to the threshold of somnambulism. All right. Then when you've done that, so now you've got deep, deep, deep hypnosis. You've got somnambulism, but you don't know what level it could be. It could be stage four, five, or six. Threshold of somnambulism is four, full somnambulism is five, and then profound somnambulism is six. And all of them are good, but the deeper the better. So I want you to do a convincer. Now, a convincer would be the eyelid catalepsy or arm catalepsy, something like that, because those are not covert tests. Those are overt tests that you know they're going to pass. You know they're going to pass because they just passed a test in the induction of four, five, or six. I know I'm giving you a lot here. And you could listen to this video like two or three times to get it all. All right, or you can pause me at any time. So get the right client. Identify precisely what the client wants. Motivate them with the benefits. Get compliance. Test for readiness hypnosis. Use a powerful induction that takes people into somnambulism. That's designed to take someone into somnambulism. Do just a short, quick deepening and then do some covert testing. Now, you've just tested for stage four, five, or six. You know that they'll pass a stage one or two. Eyelid catalepsy is stage one. Okay, arm catalepsy is stage two. And the magic of this covert testing, I mean, this convincer, which is overt testing, they know they're being tested, is when they realize they can't get their eyes open or they can't lower their arm, they go, wow, I can do it. You see, there's one fear about hypnosis that no pre-talk could ever, ever overcome. And that is the fear of they've never done it before. That maybe I can't be hypnotized. But when you show them by locking their eyelids or causing their arm to lock, then they go, wow, I can do it. And what that does is it is a confidence builder like nothing else. Confidence is you and the hypnosis, a hypnotist, them as their ability to do hypnosis, and confidence and hypnosis in general. It's like I always say, confidence. I mean, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's no game. And I'll tell you what, confidence is one sweet deepener. All right. So once they've experienced the convincer, it deepens them further. Now, here's another thing. If you do suggestions that cause emotional connection, okay, it could be something that has joy, it could be something that has euphoria or gratitude. You see, the subconscious mind is where emotions are created. And when you connect what you're doing to those emotions, positive, pleasant, or unpleasant, it deepens the hypnosis and intensifies it. For example, doing age regression hypnosis on some bad feeling like anxiety or speaking in public or something like that, when they start to re-experience those emotions, it deepens the hypnosis and intensifies the experience. All right. Now I got a bonus one for you because I promised you 10, that was 10. And that is, gosh, you've got them there in somnambulism. They're convinced. They know that they're hypnotized. Always give them a post-hypnotic suggestion for going deeper or easily or quickly going into hypnosis next time to this level or deeper. It could be stated like this. Next time you do hypnosis with me or anyone you trust, you'll find that you go in more quickly, more deeply than the time before, because it's the nature of human beings to do better when they want to. Bam. How long did that take me? Maybe 5, 6 seconds. And then now the person is preloaded for great success in the next session. All right. So you like these videos, go to calbanion.com. Right there, I've got a link there where you can click. It says free hypnosis videos. Boom, get yourself a VIP member. You have access to hundreds and hundreds of my videos. They're free and they're all on how to be a better hypnotist and or how to do the hypnosis business. And then if you think, gosh, I'd sure like to learn from that Cal Banyan, maybe your previous hypnosis training wasn't really up snuff the way you'd like. You know, you're not really that confident yet. Or maybe you're thinking about coming into the profession and you think, ah, Cal Banyan seems to know what's going on. I want to get trained by him. Go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. All of my information about my courses are there. Speaking of my courses, as I'm doing this, April 28th to May 4th, that's right, is my next class. And then after that, September 8th to 24th. One more class may be scheduled yet for this year. If you're watching this video sometime later on, 25, 26, 27, 20, 20, 30, whatever, and you want to find out my schedule, you can always go to either calbanion.com or banyanhypnosiscareertraining.com. All right. That's it. Hey, leave a comment. Let me tell me what you think. Do you think it's a good idea to have deeper hypnosis than light hypnosis? What do you think about using convincers? What do you think about covert testing? Do you do that? Awesome if you do. Also, let's see here, one last little thing here. Oh, I shouldn't have to look at that. Please like or share, as well as leaving comments. It really does help to get this word out. In the meantime, I am so happy that you are here, and let's just keep doing this until at least the next solar eclipse. All right, there we go. Cal Banyan, signing off.